Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Roscoe, and welcome to another Kings of Anglia EPL podcast. And I'm joined by good old Alex Jones, as always, as we reflect on game week 7, where obviously Town lost 4-1. But there was a lot of points to be had in the Football Fantasy League and all that jazz. Alex, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, we've now reached... Everyone thinks this is like my favourite time of the year as international correspondent. However... it's not. I don't like this. I'd rather be looking ahead to a Premier League game this weekend, but instead I'm like tracking England under 21s and Ireland for half of the Ipswich squad and all of that. So assuming this goes out as we're recording it today on the I lose all track of time and space in international breaks. As soon as this goes out on the Wednesday, there'll be a nice international preview up for you first thing tomorrow morning to look ahead at all the players who are out on internationals and those who've missed out on injury or through injury, I should say. So keep an eye on that. But as much as I like writing about it, I'd rather just be looking ahead to some Premier League football.
Yeah, indeed, because now we've got to wait for a while for game week 8. When is the next game? Let's quickly look it up. 19th of October is when we look ahead to game week 8. But AJ, we're going to look back at game week 7 as we always do the recap. The points totals. I'll let you start first, your team and how much points you got.
Yeah, this was another low scoring week in general, which made me feel a little bit better in terms of getting an above average score. I got an above average, 11 above average this time with 57, which I'm quite happy with. Again, it's kind of usual suspects, and I've got a couple of differentials in there. So 3 points from Dean Henderson, despite the fact that they lost, because every single week I've been toying with taking him out, but he's making so many saves every single week. It's been too hard to do it. Konate getting another clean sheet because he just rakes in points. He's been a player that I'm so happy I brought in a few weeks ago. Rico Lewis, happy that I kept him. Yes, he did concede 2 goals, but ended up with 4 points from that one because he got an assist against Fulham. So, I was a little bit worried earlier in the season that he might not play as much, but this Rodri injury and him kind of shifting into midfield means that he's going to start picking up some points, as I hoped he would. Then from there, Carvalho saving my bacon, really, because he did not start in the 5-3 game against Wolves. And when that was, I think, 4-2 at halftime, I was gutted, looking at all the goals he'd missed out on. Really concerned about that. He came off the bench and scored the 5th late on, right at the death. So really happy he got that. 16 from Saka. I think that's been a popular one there. Blanks from Rodgers and Salah. Bit sad. And from Watkins. And from Haaland as well. But then saved, once again, Chris Wood to the rescue. Another one that I toyed with bringing out, especially with the form of Solanke and a few other strikers that look quite good. But every time I think about taking him out, this big man from New Zealand, big bloke, ex-Town, comes in and says, "Don't you dare take me out," and scored the opener at Stamford Bridge over the weekend. And then Forest's fixtures coming up mean that, I think he's going to be staying in there.
Yeah, I'm debating maybe bringing him in as well, but I'm not doing it just yet. What's your bench looking like? Any players there who got any points? Or
no. Emile Smith-Rowe, 1. Jacob Greaves, 0. Taylor Harwood-Bellis, 1. Emile Smith-Rowe, I've been quite happy with him early doors, but didn't start at the Etihad. I'm starting to think there might be some better value out there. So we'll get on to my potential changes in a bit. But spoiler alert, he's one that could be on the chopping block.
Yeah, he's in my team. I actually started him, so I'm a bit annoyed about that. And I mentioned your bench because my bench is full of points. And I'm not happy. And we'll get onto that shortly. But I got 62 points in total. So not a bad game week for me.
That's really good. 62. That's well above average. That's above me. That's a really good week.
Yeah. Saka has helped me here, though, because I captained him. And obviously he got me 32 points. So he's the one who got me the points this week. I got Danny Welbeck in my team. He got 8 points. Liam Delap made his debut in my fantasy team and he got 6 points for his goal at West Ham. And we won't talk about the rest. but he got 6 points, not too bad. Watkins only got 2 points. Salah, I think he's making his debut in my team. Did I make that? Yeah, I did make that signing. Mm-hmm. And he got 3 points. He did nothing. The 1 week he doesn't do anything. And yeah, hopefully I haven't jinxed him. But we shall see. Cole Palmer got 6 points, which is not bad. But then it's my defence who let me down, really. Del Rey only got 2 points. Pedro Porro got 1 point. Mitchell got 1 point. And obviously, I started Leif Davis, and we all know what happened there. You got nothing.
We're not going to talk about that today, but if you want to go listen to us break it down, we recorded the podcast on Monday and, tried to see some of the positives from that game, as well as looking over quite a few negatives. So
yes, very much so. And I may have to bring it up one more time because there's a certain player on my bench who I'm a bit annoyed that I didn't start.
Can I have a guess?
Yeah.
Is he Mr. Jared Bowen?
It is Mr. Jared Bowen. He got 12 points and he's sitting on my bench because I used the, he's playing against Ushers Town. I can't play him, but I wish I did instead of Smith Rowe. I was like, I think I was, you know, just debating Bowen or Smith Rowe. Obviously Smith, Fulham had Man City, but I thought, he could do something there. But yeah, Bowen on my bench with 12 points. So he's got a star on his name. What is the star?
So the star, I believe, means that he's essentially in like the top scorers, the team of the week.
Okay.
From that week. So the other one that's in there as well, I think, was Saka. Yeah. He's got the star next to him as well. So yeah, the top point scorers have the star next to them there in the team of the week. So, unfortunately, you've got one of those on your bench. So that's got a sting.
Yeah, I think going forward, I'm just going to start Bowen all the time. I know West Ham have had not a great start to season, but that was obviously a good win for them against Ipswich Town. That's the last time we'll mention that in today's show, because as AJ said, there is another podcast.
We'll try not to mention it.
And then a man who's become a bit of a cult hero on this podcast series, and that is Michael Keane, who got 6 points. I know it's not loads of points, but that is still more.
A lot.
It's actually more than the three defenders I got put together, because Mitchell and Pedro Porro got 2 points, or 1 point each, 2 points in total. So even if Keane came in for Pedro Porro, I wouldn't have been sad because, it would just, but I'm Everton, they've got Ipswich next though, so but I'm annoyed. I think that's the second time he's been on my bench and I haven't started him and he's got points because didn't he score 1 week or something ridiculous?
He did, which was honestly one of the funniest moments I think of this podcast when he scored against Bournemouth in that 3-2 defeat and he was on your bench. And ever since then, he has become a bit of a cult hero in that sense. He's actually, his attacking returns, I know this doesn't really count. He got an assist in the Carabao Cup at home to Southampton as well. So he's getting in the box. He's a big lad. He's a proper Sean Dyche defender, isn't he? Which makes sense because he is ex-Burnley. I feel like we joke about Michael Keane, and understandably so, because he has become a bit of a cult hero / joke figure on this pod. But he's popping up here and there with these contributions, and Everton defensively look like steadying out a bit.
Could keep clean sheets. I'm actually just looked at game week three, and I had Bowen and Keane both on my bench. Bowen got 5 points, and Keane got 6 points. I even had Davis on my bench, who got 7 points because that was
a rough week. I remember that
game. So I don't know. Keane, people laughed at me having him in my team because he was a cheap option. I know there's some weeks he didn't get money points, like game week 6, he got nothing. But I don't know. That segues nicely into the early thoughts, AJ, on the team's head game week 8. We'll cover Heathie and Stu's points shortly, part of the leaderboard update. But yeah, you've said you could be there could be three changes potentially going into game week 8. Obviously, we've got a while away because international break and stuff, but everyone, I'm sure, will be tinkering there with their teams over the next few days and weeks. But yeah, what are you thinking?
Definitely two I've got in my mind, and it will surprise some people to see them think about taking a Liverpool asset out in Mo Salah, because his returns haven't been wonderful, despite the fact that they have won every single game so far this season, apart from a 1-0 home defeat to Nottingham Forest. And the reason, well, there's a couple of reasons why. The first I've kind of mentioned, I think that his points totals are a little bit low at the moment, and I wonder if for the money it's necessarily worth it. And the second reason is their fixture list, because Liverpool's games in the next kind of couple of months is nothing short of horrific. I'll run you through it very quickly. Chelsea home, Leipzig away, Arsenal away, Brighton away, Brighton at home, Leverkusen at home, Villa at home, Southampton away, Real Madrid at home, Manchester City at home, Newcastle away, Everton away, Girona away, Fulham home, Tottenham away. That's between now and December 21st. Look, he's not going to go through that stretch without scoring and without getting assists. He is, but I'm just thinking at the, what is he at the moment, 12.7, is it necessarily worth it? I'm not too sure. And there have been quite a few weeks now that I paid the price for not having Cole Palmer. So the one that I've really got set in my head for starters is that, going from Salah to Palmer and banking a good couple of million in there. I think it might be about 1.9 you get from that. And then from there, it's just about thinking what the best changes would be. And I've got a few in my mind, annoyingly. Jared Bowen's an interesting one because I was really impressed by West Ham. We're not going to mention it. But I was impressed by them and impressed by him. And the fact he's not going off on international duty, comes back a bit more rested up. I think first game back is going to be, I think it's Tottenham and then Man United. Tottenham are going to have they're probably going to be on a bit of a low after that Brighton collapse. And Man United, God knows where they are at the moment. And I think the fixtures after that get easier for them. So he's an option for me. Brennan Johnson's one I toyed with bringing in before the weekend, and he scored again against Brighton. I think that's five in a row. He'll be off with Wales, so I'm not 100% sure on him. If I get Brennan Johnson, he's 0.9 cheaper as well. So I've then got an option to use that to strengthen somewhere else, albeit that I kind of look at my team and there's not really that many places that I'd feel like I'd really want to strengthen. And the other option would be Jota, just to go for a cheaper alternative, essentially, to Mo Salah. He's the same price as Bowen, so I would be able to afford him with nothing left over, basically. So that would see two changes, potentially, that the two that look pretty set to come out being Salah and Emil Smith-Rowe, who's done okay. A little bit worried about him being on the bench in that Man City game. Returns have been hit and miss. Happy that I've been on his points total so far, but not sure if that's going to be something I stick with. So, yeah, that's what I'm looking at the moment. Palmer, for sure, I think will be in my team after the international break. And then just looking Bowen, Johnson, Jota, one of those potentially. And if there's any money left over, I might do something else because I've got three transfers to use.
Oh, free transfer. You kept them, you know, just there, nice and ready when you
every week on this podcast, yeah. You've said any changes and I've gone, it's early, but probably not. And I just sit there, I look at my team, and I'm like, I'm quite happy with it. I'm quite happy that a lot of these kind of players, that bandwagon players in a way that people have jumped on, I got on quite early. I'm happy with players like Smith Rowe, Morgan Rogers, Chris Wood to an extent. So it's just been kind of week on week going, I'm happy. So now at the point where I've got the luxury of making some changes, I think.
Yeah, obviously I didn't go with the Haalands and the Salahs, you know, originally. Obviously I got Salah in now, but I'm already thinking about getting rid of him, AJ, already. Because you just name-checked all the games Liverpool got. I'm like, ooh, maybe. But, you know, he may score against Chelsea's former team. But, you know, I'm pretty settled with my team at the moment. Don't think. I've got potentially a defender I may change, like Mitchell. He's not really been giving the numbers from Palace. Obviously, have had a tough start to the season. So do I bring in and have a defender who is getting numbers? But then I'm like, his price has gone down. He's like 4.9 million. So I think he's gone down. Don't quote
me. I would imagine so, given that Palace have been pretty bad so far this season. I mean, I'd say that the biggest piece of advice is probably don't rush in terms of the fact that you got a really high return from that last week. He has gone down to 4.9. If you've got stuff in the bank, you can make those changes. You look at the alternatives. I don't think there's anything wonderful that stands out when I look at it. I mean, you've got Robinson. Rico Lewis is another one, but
Robinson's 4.7.
Yeah, exactly. Of the others, especially at 4.9, the only one that stood out was Destiny Udogi at Tottenham. Tottenham's fixtures kind of hit and miss. West Ham, Palace, Villa, Ipswich, then goes to City, potentially. Yeah. But there's nothing in there that makes me kind of feel, wow, get him out, make the change.
Yeah. And I'm looking, you know what? I'm looking at like Everton's games. They've got obviously Town after the international break. Then they've got Fulham and Southampton. So you never know. He could get some points there, could get some clean sheets. But then
Dwight McNeil's done quite well, hasn't he, in terms of the last few weeks. And he's one that I think I've kind of got half an eye on. 3 goals, 2 assists in 7 games for a team that has been largely pretty poor is quite good. So if the games are there, and you look at it, Ipswich, Fulham, Southampton, West Ham, Brentford, there's a chance there for a points return, which obviously is not what we want to say, because we want Everton to be rubbish, basically.
Yes, definitely for that game. And obviously, for our sakes, if we want to stay up, we've got to hope these teams like that are going to be down there battling with us. I think obviously we're recording this on the Wednesday. You know, international break is very much here. So, and we won't be recording a pod next week, so I'm away. But I want to tinker, through my team for the next few days. But
are you going to be sitting over in, where is it, Croatia, on your phone on the beach? I don't know if we're going to be quite that kind of weather, but on the beach, you're going to be sat on the beach, hopefully with some nice weather, tinkering away on your FPL team. Is that your plan?
Yeah, probably. Definitely when we're, a few days left until the deadline, I'm like, oh, I need to look. But normally I've done live changes. I think the last few weeks it's been like live change from Roscoe, but I think I'm happy with my team. As you said, I've got a good return in game week 7. So I'll be mad to change it, but you never know. It may come in my head on Friday next week.
You might need to just essentially play around with the actual team itself again. Someone like Bowen, could he get a decent run against the Spurs side that you would imagine would be feeling quite low? Who else did you have on your bench? I've got a good one.
Ryman. Correct. Smith Rowe as well. Ignore that. Who else did I have on my bench? Keane obviously got me the points. And then I also had... Sorry, let me just go back to my team, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just... Robertson was on my bench as well for Fulham, obviously. So...
Robinson. This is another running theme of the pod.
Sorry,
Robertson. Robinson. Anthony Robertson. Again, Fulham have done Palace well so far this season. Palace. Should we
have got Forest. So
Forest have done well so far this season.
As I said, Mitchell was the one I was looking about, but changing obviously, but I'm still we'll find out, ladies. Then we'll obviously, when we record game week 8 recap, we'll discuss that. But that is our potential changes if it's gonna happen. But shall we look at the leaderboard, AJ? Because we have a new leader once again. He is an old leader from a previous week. And that is Daniel Gant, a.k.a. Morsey Code. He is leading the way. He got 52 points in game week 7, 523 points in total. He's 8 points ahead of Josh Bolton, a.k.a. Bolton Wanderers, with 515 points. I'm trying to think if there's any new names. Got Dominic. Dominic is he's eighth in the league, but he's a new name. I haven't seen him. He's gone up. Baron Harvey as well. He's a 10th. He's a new name I haven't seen. So. But well done, Daniel Gant. Again, up there. He had Chris Wood in his team. He's got Palmer, Alexander-Arnold. They got 8, 12 and 8. And the Brighton player, who I can't pronounce his name. It's an easy name, but I can't say it.
Brentford.
Yeah.
Not Brighton.
Oh, Brighton. What are we talking about?
Brighton, isn't it? Yeah, I was going to say, I was looking at the team here going, I don't see any Brighton players on there. No, Brentford. Yeah, Brian Mbeumo, is one of those I always overlook, and he always scores.
Yeah, I'm tempted.
He's another one that is interesting. At 7.5, he's 0.1 outside of my bracket if I go Salah to Palmer, which is frustrating. So I'm looking at someone who's had that downgrade. Jota's the one, maybe, I suppose, if I'm going to take Salah out. But Brian Mbeumo, as we touched upon, the fixtures aren't bad. Man United, who are a bit rubbish. Ipswich, Fulham, Bournemouth, Everton, Leicester. And his last, he's got returns in his last three games. I think, are they all goals? He scored against Tottenham. He scored against West Ham and he scored against Wolves. Mm. Blanked against Man City the previous weekend. And then before that, he got, I think, a brace against Southampton. So that's a really strong return. Also scored against Palace earlier in the season. He is an interesting one, Brian Mbeumo, with that kind of return.
Yeah, I was debating. But then my thing is, I'll jinx him. I'll put him in my team and he won't do anything. So it's like, I don't know.
We're kind of damned either way, Ross. Yeah. No matter what you do.
Yeah, pretty much. Just go look at Josh Bolton's team. Annoyingly, it doesn't show. If I go on the desktop version, it normally tells you the points on the phone. It didn't show me there for a second. Mm. He had Dalap in his team. Saka got 16. Palmer got 6. Digna, what's his name from Aston Villa?
Digna.
You know me, guys. You know me. He got 8 points. So not a bad return. Let me quickly look at his bench. Anybody? No, nobody on the bench he's worrying about. He's Josh Bolton. He's gone up another point or another position. So they're the lead. They're the guys leading the way at the moment with 523 and 515, respectively. Shall we have a little look, AJ, at Stu and Heafy? Stu obviously is battling with you for the Battle of the Cowway Kings.
Yeah.
You're, of course, 28th in the league with 475 points. Stu is 62nd. He's gone up a few places. You have gone up as well this week. He's got 461 points. Stu was 74th last week. And he's gone up to 62nd. You were 43rd last week, AJ. Now you're 28th. So you're in the top 30, mate. How's that feel?
Yeah, it's good. As I said, this is kind of the position. I'm not going to delude myself by saying I'm going to win this league or I'm aiming to win this league. If I can kind of keep top 50 by the end of the season, be very happy. So to be kind of in this little 30 to 40, I mean, now obviously higher up than 30, then yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. It's a strong start. Happy.
Yeah. I've just stayed 210th, which I'm happy about. I'm in the top 250.
pretty much the top quarter of the. I mean, we've got about around 1,000, don't we? So, yeah. Pretty much top quarter. So, for someone who as well has not played, I don't think, that much FPL or not played that much FPL seriously, let's say, I'd say that's pretty good, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. Normally, as I said, I normally give up by now. I'm like, game week 2 is my normal record. I'm like, my first week I did really badly. And then second week I went, hopefully I'll do better this week. And then I get injuries. I'm like, I can't be arsed.
But obviously, here's a question for you, just to throw it in there. If you go onto, I think it should be on the desktop on the phone version, there's a section called General Leagues where there'll be a few different ones. There'll be one that's Second Chance, hasn't started. You should have Ipswich, England. I think there should be one called Game Week 1.
Yes.
And the other one you're looking at is overall. What is your overall ranking of all the players?
If my maths is correct, 1,520,458.
Fair enough. This is where like a handful of points can differentiate you between being like in the top 200,000 and about 4 millionth. In this, so for example, I'm 185,422nd in this, which is quite nice. Again, if I can finish top 200k, that'd be a strong season. But that's another one which has been a kind of a popular benchmark. So you can have a look at that. The person who's top of all of FPL players has 602 points, which is just sickening.
Yeah,
get a life. Get a life. Yeah. Not having that. If you've got any more than 523 at that point, Mr. Daniel Gant is kind of like the limit of what we should be accepting. then yeah, there's some problems going on there.
Definitely. On 18th, 18,344 in Ipswich. Well, I don't know if that's the Ipswich team. So,
yeah, it's those who registered Ipswich as their supported team.
Yeah.
On FPL, I'm 2,666th.
Not bad.
I don't know. That's 666.
Yeah.
Leader of that one is Butch KO, new build, 541 points. And the interesting one I'm actually keen to see here. So we've got Daniel Grant has got 523 points. So if we go on to the Ipswich, let's see, 523. Is he going to show up anywhere? I can't see Daniel Gant under the Ipswich. Daniel Gant, if you are listening, are you an Ipswich fan?
Yeah.
We really hope so. That would
surely
be.
You're King's Bank. Yeah,
if you're on this, then you'd hope so. I think what's happened probably is he's registered under the Morsey codes, you'd imagine so. But if you've played FPL in the past, you've usually got to select a team that is your team to be part of that league. So odds are he's done this in the past and put, I don't know, Spurs or West Ham or whatever, and it's probably not updated. So we'll let you off, Daniel Gant, this time. But it might be time to switch your leagues into the Ipswich one.
Definitely, my friend. But well done, Daniel, though, for a bit leading the way this week. Heathy, got to obviously mention his points totals at the moment. 829th in the league, 326 points. But these can easily change. You know, one good week, you could be up there. And one bad week, you can go down. He's actually gone down, I think, 41 positions. But don't worry, Heathy, mate. Don't worry, Gaffer. You know, one week, you could be back up there. Don't give up. That's the thing. Don't give up, ladies and gentlemen. And should we see it, actually? Ipswich Town rejects. Is Mick McCarthy still bottom?
I was going to say, you're a while to find this one. Tell you what we're going to do. You go through and find it. Yeah. I'm going to quickly talk about, because we're not going to be recording one of these next week with you away, I'm going to quickly have a chat about the upcoming fixtures, because let's have a little look at some of those. Tottenham West Ham is going to be an interesting one. How does Tottenham respond from going 2-0 up at Brighton and then totally wetting the bed to lose that game 3-2? West Ham, obviously, played quite well in their last game. I don't know who it was against, but they did quite well. Other than that, Villa's an interesting one at Fulham. Fulham going good guns. Could have got a result at Man City on another day. Ipswich Everton is obviously going to be a big game. Probably not from an FPL sense. But then again, a lot of you guys are going to be looking at Liam Delap. Can he continue that goal-scoring run? Man United, Brentford. Looks like United are going to keep Erik ten Hag for now. But is that going to last? If he goes, does that mean that there are more Man United assets? How's Brian Mbeumo going to do against Man United? Other bits in there. Arsenal going to Bournemouth. Bournemouth beaten by Leicester last time out. And Arsenal, I think a lot of people are hedging their bets on Bukayo Saka getting good returns. So another interesting one there. In terms of the relegation battle, Southampton, Leicester, first game back as well. Ooh, big game. And then the last one's Liverpool, Chelsea is going to be interesting. The start of that big run for Liverpool to see whether they're going to be able to sustainably pick up points in what is a nightmarish couple of months. Forest Palace, the last one I'll pick up on. Forest, a team that have overperformed expectations big time. Players like Chris Wood and Morgan Gibbs-White standing out. Gibbs-White picked up a knock and isn't in England duty. So is he going to be fit? And Palace, pressure there already. They're yet to win a game of football. 3 draws, 4 defeats. Something needs to change. Is it going to happen at Forest? Lots of assets again there. Players like Eze that people picked up on. He's only scored one goal. Mitchell with one assist. Players like that. So definitely a pressure to start performing. So those are the ones that stand out to me.
Well done, my friend. Well done on that. I have gone right down to the 1,082 people. And it is actually a new person who's joined us, Ellie GN. This is Portman FC 2.0. I think what's happened there with Ellie is she's probably forgot her password or account and then had to redo it. I've done that before. Do not worry. I've done that many times. But she tripled Captain Saka. So she got 48 points. So, you know, she got 87 points in total this week. So not bad. Mm. Obviously there's new people in the league and they've got, you know, playing catch up. But Ipswich rejects. Mick McCarthy is second bottom. Only 31 points this week, because I'm trying to think who would have got points. Because normally it doesn't appear on the phone version of the points.
Has he got Chris Wood?
Yeah, it's got Chris Wood. Captain Chris Wood, his personal. Oh. So yeah, I'm sure Chris Wood would have got if you captained him. Don't know how many points, but
I hope he's.
Obviously, 8 points, wasn't it? Because he scored for you?
Yeah, 8 points. So 16 if you captain him, which is a good return there. I wonder if Mick is going to be able to bring his phone onto I'm a Celebrity or Love Island.
Yes.
Point, right? Whichever one he goes on. I'm sure there's lots of interest in getting Mick on TV. Yeah, is he going to be able to keep his phone on and then keep updating his team with all the players at least some of the players he used to manage?
Very much so. So there we go. Well done to everyone, as always, for a good game week 7. If you did have a good game week, I'm pretty happy with how it went for me. But yeah, now we've got this little international break, which is boring. But check out all of AJ's great stuff looking at the internationals. As I said, we won't be back next week because I'm away, but we'll be back to recap game week 8. But any other business from you, AJ?
No other business. I'm looking forward to tracking all the obscure international stuff and all the town players. And then always there's going to be some fun narrative of San Marino winning. I think that was probably the highlight of the last international break was San Marino claiming their big win against Liechtenstein. Other than that, I don't know. Does anyone really care? Not till we get to the tournaments, I'd say.
Yeah, very much so. I don't care at all. So I won't be bothering watching, reading anything, but obviously make sure, AJ, you know, you read.
Read my stuff, ideally. Yeah, at least try and sell that a little bit, Ross.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's great.
And you will be reading it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm on the beach in Croatia, I'm sure. I'll go, oh, yes. They've made a cap for this country. But thanks for joining me as ever, AJ. Thanks, everyone, for listening to another KOA FPL pod. And we'll see you after the game week 8. So see you then. Bye-bye for now.
To modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.